A good Erev Shabbos parshas Vayishlach to everyone. So Yaakov and the Malchor Misabek, they fought, they tangled, and then the morning came and the Malchor asked to be released for his time to sing Shira. Yaakov said, I'm not going to release you until you bless me. But why? Why did Yaakov need a bracha from the Malach? Wasn't it sufficient that he came out of the scuffle alive and relatively unharmed? So the Hilgah Piasetzner writes the following in the Eish Kodesh. Yaakov knew that everything he underwent was a simon, a sign for what would befall his descendants in later generations. Maisa Ava simon labanim. So Yaakov wasn't content with Klal Yisrael undergoing troubles and tribulations and simply emerging alive, going back to the status quo. Like, phew, we got out of that one. Let's just keep on coasting. He wanted them to come out elevated, blessed, on top, greater than when the challenge started. That's why he asked the Malach to bless him. He could have just wiped his brow and been thankful to be alive, but no, he wanted a bracha from the Malach to elevate him after the fight, and that this should be the same for all future generations as well. When we go through a challenge, be it financial, health-related, family or community-oriented, let's remind ourselves that it's not enough to just emerge alive and sane. We must come out better people, with a healthier perspective, stronger emunah, and with deeper connection to the Bayri Olam. With that, we should be zaychet to the Bias Gael Tzedek M'her V'Yomenu. Everyone should have a wonderful Shabbos.